Move the Chains, brought down by number 62, Hank Janik, linebacker. He's a sophomore for Cass City. First and 10 from Cass City's 24-yard line.
I was just going to say, just what the doctor ordered, looked like Tanner Foley was stopped in the backfield, maybe for a short gain, but a little hesitation. A Cass City defender goes right on by, and Foley turns it upfield for another nice gain. No bad plays here so far. 4 yards is the worst play USA has had on this drive. That's too big of plays for the Cass City defense to be allowing already in this game.
First and 10 from the 24-yard line. It's a handout to Macklin Gettle, rumbling down to the 20-yard line, pushes the pile forward to about the 18. It's a 6-yard gain for the Patriots, setting up a second down and four to go. And you can pick your number for Cass City's defense. Jared Nagel on the tackle, setting up second down for USA.
Well, it's good to see the defense is swarming to the football, but it doesn't do you much good if they've already got 6 yards before you get to them. But right now, USA just flexing their muscles. That was a typical dive play. There wasn't any fakes, just a dive right to the fullback. He goes right through the middle and pushes his offensive lineman forward for an easy 6-yard gain.
Coming out of the huddle, 4 yards to go for the first down, which is at the 14-yard line. They're at the Cass City 18. Three-man backfield. It's a handoff to Macklin Gettle, pushing his pile to the 15-yard line. It's going to be shy of the first down marker by a yard. Nick Perry on the tackle for Cass City sets up the first third down for USA so far tonight.
Exactly what I was going to say. We finally have a third down in this game. USA just needs 1 yard to go, and that hasn't been hard for them to get so on this drive.
Third down and one. The ball is on the west side. As far as you're listening, it's actually the east side, but we'll consider that later. On the 15-yard line, first down markers at the 14. That went better in my head, Dave. Third down and one. USA comes out of the huddle working out the right hash.
They're moving to the right on your radio.
Left
that
or right across
works.
Your radio. That works
usually
better.
Works.
I was trying to get all fancy, and that's what happens. This broadcast is not on fleek so far. A little bit of movement before the snap, and Ryan Kine keeps it around the right side, and he rumbles in for a 15-yard score. Touchdown, USA. They strike first of the night with 6:54 left in the first quarter.
It sure looked like to me the running back started before the ball was snapped just by a split second, but nobody calls it. But the point of the drive is Cass City had no answer for the run game. USA is very good about executing their fakes no matter what, and they had us fooled. We thought Macklin Gettle was pushing the pile ahead for that first down. Instead, Ryan Kine kept it for himself, and we didn't notice he had the football until he was trotting into the end zone. No one near him, and a great, very impressive drive by USA to start this game.
Going for two, Ryan Kine hands it off to Macklin Gettle. He has his work cut out for him, and Cass City snuffs him back at the 2-yard line for no gain. So the score remains USA 6, Cass City nothing. We've played a little over 5 minutes tonight. 6:54 left in the first quarter. It's USA 6, Cass City nothing of MHSA playoffs on the WLAW Sports Network.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than 3 decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.
What you'll see tonight is not many surprises from USA. The onside kick it out to the 35-yard line. Finally, on the third touch, Hamilton's able to bring it in for Cass City as they will start their drive at their own 35-yard line, right to left across your radio.
Well, to help describe that play, if this would have been a baseball game, there would have been two errors on that play. But no matter No harm, no foul. Cass City hops on the football, and they have good field position at their own 35-yard line to start this drive.
A 65-yard field to work with. It's a quick handoff to number three. Nick Perry is out trying to get around the outside. Gets out to the 38-yard line for a 3-yard pickup for Cass City. Second down and 7 to go.
Cass City, again, going to do the same thing USA did. The only difference is Cass City's wing T offense is a little more spread out. There's a little more spacing between the running backs, where USA's, they are shoulder pad to shoulder pad in the backfield, so they are very, very congested, and they like to use that to their advantage. Cass City likes to spread it out and execute more fakes.
T.J. Moore on the carry, gets across the 40, dives across to about the 45, brought down by Max Slater. He's very close to the first down marker, might be short by about a foot, as the first down marker is just on the other side of the 45. And third down and very short to go, less than a yard for Cass City.
You're absolutely right, Clark. They are going to spot it about a half a yard short of the first down marker. But so far, two pretty good plays for Cass City to get it this close on third down.
It's a handoff around the right side. T.J. Moore once again dragging his defenders all the way to midfield for a 6-yard gain. Move the chains for Kansas City. Their first down of the evening comes with 5:40 left in the first quarter, trailing USA 6-0, brought down by Jonas Yoder.
Well, the number three is important for Kansas City. Number three is Nick Perry. He might be their best all-around running back. T.J. Moore, though, clearly a helmet taller than most, and he is very powerful but has deceiving speed. He has breakaway speed when he gets there. So they have a couple unique running backs that have the power and the speed.
Santa Cuthrell has the ball stripped out as it was a handoff to Brad Hacker, and there's USA to strip it out cleanly. He didn't even know he lost it at the 46-yard line. We have our first turnover of the night, 5:23 left in the first quarter.
I'm not sure if that was Ryerson or Kreiderman, but one of the two just went up to Brad Hacker, just took it right away from him. He had did not have a good grip on it at all. And as soon as they go away from their two best running backs, Brad Hacker takes it, had a big game last week. They gave it to him on his first carry, and USA takes it away from him with ease. And that could be a huge play already in this game for USA.
And Cassidy's defense on the field again just 90 seconds later. It's a handoff right up the middle. Josh Lang, not much going there. Kansas City swarming to the ball at the 48-yard line for just a 1-yard gain and brought down by Darren Miller for Kansas City. Second down, 9 to go, working off the right hash.
Well, if Kansas City wasn't up for this playoff game, they better be ticked off now. So a good stop on first down. We didn't see that at all on the first drive, and a very short gain for USA on the first play. But Kansas City still hasn't been able to get outside and prevent the runs to the outside, whether it be some kind of sweep or the quarterback keeper, which burnt them twice on the first drive.
Kine under center, 3-man backfield for USA, leading 6-0. Tanner Foley gets it to the left side around the end and gets across midfield, brought down by Lucas Stern at the 46-yard line for a 6-yard gain. Sets up a third and manageable now for USA. Third and 2, but Cassidy's defense now forcing more third downs than we've seen prior.
True, but just like you said, they went to the side. They went to the outside again and get 6, maybe 7 yards on the play, but set up a third and short, which is exactly what you want when you're a wing T offense.
Third down, 2 to go for USA. First down markers at the 44. They're at the Cassidy 46-yard line. Splaying the hashes. Kine gets the snap, hands it off right through the middle. And not much going there. They get to the 45-yard line on the bottom of the pile. Do believe that is
Josh Lang
on the bottom. And he is short of the first down, according to initial signs, but they have not spotted the ball yet. Shade Berzanowski on the tackle, and the officials want to measure this one just to make sure, as they're going to bring the sticks out and measure this one.
Boy, that is close. I think he's going to be short, but it's going to be by a chain length.
You have pretty good vision to see that from here.
I'll take it. I went to see Doc Messick.
Ah, okay. Yeah, 3:40 left in the first quarter. We've only had one score. USA struck on their first drive of the evening as Ubley is out quick and early against Lakers, 14-0 with 5:08 still remaining in the first quarter. So Ubley well on their way already, and according to the measurement here, USA is short, forcing a fourth down for the Patriots. Kansas City defense needs a big stop here.
Well, Clark, if that chain link was about a foot in width, I was probably pretty close. But nonetheless, it is 4-3.